Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. As discussed on yesterday's Daily Tech News Show, episode 4652, police departments around the U.S. are issuing privacy security warnings about a new feature on the iPhone that came in iOS 17. Name Drop is a new feature that helps you quickly share contact information by bringing iPhones or Apple Watches close together. Security concerns regarding the new feature, however, may be a bit overstated. Name Drop is turned on by default, but transferring one's contact data requires a steady hand, intentionality to send, and acceptance to receive contact information, and the chances of this happening on accident or without one's knowledge are virtually nil. Google is investigating a Google Drive issue where some users have reported missing files and folders, with some saying that months' worth of data has disappeared from their accounts. The issue appears to be caused by the Google Drive for Desktop app. As Google investigates the issue, it tells users not to click on Disconnect Account within the Drive for Desktop app and do not delete the app data folder. Adobe's planned $20 billion acquisition of collaboration software company Figma may be in jeopardy, as the UK Competition and Markets Authority has provisionally found that the deal would likely harm innovation for software used by the vast majority of UK digital designers. One of the CMA's concerns is that Figma would be removed as a threat to Adobe's flagship Photoshop and Illustrator products. Figma said it is disappointed by the CMA's provisional findings and disagrees with the assertion that Figma competes with Adobe today or has plans to do so in the future. YouTube is making a push into gaming, giving its premium users access to a set of online games known as Playables that can be directly played on both the mobile app and desktop app. Playables first debuted in September to select users, but an email started circulating to YouTube premium subscribers last week notifying users who opt in can start playing a total of 37 mini-games that effectively live inside of YouTube. Following its iOS counterpart, the Google app is testing out a bottom search bar for Android users, although it's not widely available yet. The bottom dock search bar allows Android users with larger phones not to have to stretch their thumb so far when typing. This change is currently being tested in Android version 14.48.26.29.ARM64. Microblogging platform Tumblr is deprecating its Post Plus feature, which lets creators enable subscriptions for access to their content. This change comes just weeks after a leaked internal memo revealed that the platform will be downsizing after failing to meet revenue and usage targets. Creators won't be able to mark content as Post Plus beyond December 1st. Existing Post Plus content will be available through the end of the year, at which point will be marked private and subscribers will no longer be charged. Google has partnered with clean energy startup Fervo, which has brought its first-of-a-kind geothermal energy plant online in Nevada, which uses a new technology for harnessing geothermal power. The small project, which will be used to power Google data centers, generates about 3.5 megawatts of electricity, enough to power roughly 2,600 homes. Amazon today rolled out a repackaging of its palm scanning-based payment technology as an authentication tool that lets corporate employees swipe their hand to enter an office or access sensitive information like financial data or human resources records. Amazon is pitching the service as a cheaper and more secure solution for enterprises compared with traditional security and authentication tools like fobs, badges, or passwords. Companies already signed up for the biometric technology include IHG Hotels and Resorts, turnstile manufacturer Boone Edom, and elevator escalator provider Cone. And finally, Popular Science, after 151 years of publication, will no longer be available for purchase as a magazine. First published in 1872, Popular Science switched to a quarterly publication in 2018 and then moved to a digital-only publication in 2020. PopSci will continue to offer articles on its website, along with its PopSci Plus subscription, which offers access to exclusive content and the magazine's archive. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.